This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Today, 30% of the American workforce needs a license to work, up from about 10% in the 1970s, according to a professor of public affairs at the University of Minnesota. The White House announced that it would provide $7.5 million in grants to organizations interested in working with states to reduce overly burdensome licensing and make it easier for licensed practitioners to work across state lines, an issue of particular importance to military families. State economic productivity reports are based on calculations that don't include workers whose employers are based in other states. The IEX Group has won approval from the Securities Exchange Commission to become the nation's 13th official stock exchange. IEX is run by the people at the center of Michael Lewis's book, Flash Boys, A Wall Street Revolt. The new exchange will create a slight speed bump to slow down computer trading and its unfair advantages. Emmanuel Saez, a professor of economics at the University of California, estimates that the top 1% of American households now controls 42% of the nation's wealth, up from less than 30% two decades ago. The top 0.1% accounts for 22%, nearly double the 1995 proportion. Recent research finds because of welfare reform, roughly 3 million American children live in households with incomes of less than $2 per day per person, a global metric of extreme poverty. That's one American child in 25. That would be counted as extremely poor if they lived in Africa, and they are neighbors in the most powerful nation in the world. New data show large reductions in the number of children, American children, who die. The mortality rate for children has declined by 52 deaths per 100,000 children between 1990 and 2010, according to new research in Science magazine. Additionally, among children, the gaps between rich and poor are narrowing substantially. If those trends hold, income level may turn out to be less predictive of lifespan than the studies of adults now suggest. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.